Dear sisters and brothers, today we commence a new liturgical year, year A. At the beginning of Advent, many people already start to think about Christmas. There's a lot of things to do to get ready for the celebration of Jesus' birth. Some buy new Christmas trees and decorations. Others use the same ones for years. I usually use the same lights and change them only after they stop working. I guess you will be preparing a long shopping list, especially if you have a big family and many friends. The time before Christmas seems to be much busier than usual. There are office lunches at most of the restaurants. Schools are finishing up and parents will have to organize additional time to take care of their children. It is not that easy considering that many moms and dads work full time. I always admired my mother who, amid the rush, somehow found time to look after me and my three siblings while cooking additional meals for our family. On this first Sunday of Advent, we learn from the Gospel that Jesus wants us to be ready, above all, for his coming. You must stay ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Even though we know the date of Christmas, we don't know when the Lord will return to earth. So, what shall we do? First, we need to remember that there is no need to be afraid, and wait with joyful expectations and loving hearts. To be able to love as God loves, we have to pray. In St. Luke's Gospel, we read, "Stay awake, praying at all times." Jesus desires that we talk to him often and live in a state of grace, that is, without any sins. To stay awake simply means to do God's will every day. St. Paul was very clear when he wrote to the Romans, "Let us live decently, as people do in the daytime." Knowing that the Romans were very weak in faith, he added, "Let your armor be the Lord Jesus Christ." Dear friends, we too cannot be faithful to God without his constant help. We have to be open to his grace, especially in times of temptations and trials. But if we fail, we must be true to ourselves and humbly receive the absolution at the Sacrament of Reconciliation. As in Lent, Advent is a great time for spiritual renewal. Let us use it well to grow stronger in Christ. Also, it is important to speak of our love of God when others deny Jesus' existence or make fun of our preparations for Christmas. St. John reminds us in his letter, "Live in Christ then, my children, so that if he appears, we may have full confidence and not turn from him in shame at his coming." This year, let us focus more on the beauty of our souls rather than on external preparations for Christmas. Advent creates for us a great opportunity to organize a space for a quiet reflection, reading the Bible and extra prayer. If you have children and grandchildren, please include them in all preparations of the home for the coming of baby Jesus. May this special time of preparation for the Lord's coming be truly spiritually fruitful. May we stay awake and be ready for Jesus' nativity, allowing him to be born again, especially in our hearts.